December 14th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. I did in fact miss an audible boo yesterday, so that's two that I've missed since the beginning of the year. And obsessive as I am, kind of bummed out about missing another one, even though today's I could probably have missed because I don't really have too much to reflect about. Yesterday I was sick and not feeling much better today, so kind of scrambling here for reflection. But I was looking back at my audio boos. First off, it's interesting how they add up. I don't know that I'll ever listen to these. That's going to be the funny part. I mean, basically, I'm third way through the year, and I have of the school year. I don't know if I ever made this known, but I'm only doing this during the school year, or at least trying to keep it to the school year. But I already have over 4 hours of audio boos, just doing audio boos that are less than 5 minutes a day, trying to do them quickly. Anyway, I thought I'd reflect again about Spam Sieve, which I've been using for just about a month now. I reflected about how much spam I've been getting with OS X Lion, that the junk mail just was not screening. And it's definitely, you know, been a boon to productivity. For instance, right now I'm just bringing my machine up, and I've already cleaned out spam once today, but I am it's coming in around 400 pieces of spam right now. And that would be, a lot of that would go into the junk folder already, but there would probably be about 100 of that I'd have to go through in my inbox. So now just looking at, 374 pieces of spam. Just looking at what's in my spam folder that Spam Sieve has you set up. You know, right now I only see one, because it's color-coded, I can go through it very quickly, and I only see one piece of mail that is not spam, just going through it this quickly. And the way that I can do that is because they're color-coded. So as I train the spam, they're either coming in as blue or gray, and pretty much I can, at this point, I can pretty much feel confident that the blue are spam. The gray are definitely already trained spam. And so I have one message here from the NEA, and that's red, and I am going to train that as good spam with a keyboard command, and that just gets taken out, and now I can just select everything, select all, and I will train it as spam and hit the delete, and so that's 374. In the matter of what I just was talking, that's how quickly I can deal with spam. So this has been a real boon to creativity, as I said earlier, and again, I worry about like what happens when Spam Sieve goes away. You know, will I have to retrain everything all over again? But so far it's working pretty well. So Spam Sieve, I think it was $30 when I bought it. I'll have to check that out. But I am happy with it after a month of use.